Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The youth are our future. Anyone who contemplates governing the future understands that the future lies in the hearts and minds of our young people. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. We have the privilege and pleasure to represent Child Evangelism Fellowship. It is the ministry that in America has the Good News Club programs, the Backyard Bible programs in the summer and throughout the year, and also the What Went Wrong program for children who have parents that are in prison. It's a powerful ministry. It's also worldwide. In fact, it's in more countries than any other ministry in the world. I won't tell you how many, because then you'll figure out which country or countries they're not in, but I can tell you it is astounding how much full-time missions work they have ongoing in countries all over the world. And it is focused toward children roughly ages 5 through 12. That's the kindergarten through fifth grade level. And the reason is because that is an incredibly important time in a young person's life. Surveys have shown that when you survey adults, 85% or so of adults who are Christian have made that initial decision for Jesus before the conclusion of their 12th or 13th birthday. So it's an important time. They have times of recommitment and strength and growing in their relationship, but it's a very critical time, and we represent them all over the country for Good News Clubs in the public elementary school. And Holly, there's so much attack against young people, particularly even beginning in the womb, with what we see happening around this country with states celebrating, pushing the envelope on torturing, killing innocent human children, even after they're born.
Right. And you see the spiritual attack against the children also in the schools. I mean, they're being exposed to pornography. They're being promoted to, you know, sexual expectation, promiscuity, things like that. They shouldn't be learning in schools. They should be learning the basics. So there's a real spiritual warfare on them. So no wonder we have these attacks against Child Evangelism Fellowship and the Good News Clubs, because they are learning the truth of the gospel in the schools after school.
Yeah,
I was in an arena of about 10,000 young people, and it was during the Sanctity of Human Life Week that was being celebrated on campus. And for visual effect, the students in the bowl on the outside in this basketball arena, they wore white. The ones that were sitting on the actual playing field surface, they wore black. And that represented about one-fifth of the entire population that was in the basketball arena. And the visual was to show that one-fifth of that generation, that college-age generation, one-fifth of those, 20% of those roughly, have been aborted, that their generation, one out of every five or 20% of that generation, are not there. They're not there to be in college. They're not there to celebrate birthdays. They'll never be able to walk down the aisle with their father. They'll never see their first child. They'll never be grandparents, because their life was destroyed before they even had a chance to live outside the womb. Living human beings created in the image of God were destroyed in the womb. So there's this huge assault on the young people. The good news is that, and the reason why there's that assault is, the good news is that there's a whole generation of young people that are rising up. There's ministries like Child Evangelism Fellowship that we work with that dedicate every single day to this critical generation, ages 5 through 12, to share the gospel with them all over the world, including in the public schools, immediately after school with Good News Clubs. And there's other youth movements that we have been and are a part of, Matt. So there's a lot of positive going on, but because you see that positive, that's why you see the negative. There's this all-out assault and a battle for the hearts and minds and even the lives of these young people.
Yeah, and the Good News Clubs and Child Evangelism Fellowship. Boy, I tell you, if you were giving out awards for frequent clients, they would be one of your most frequent clients at Liberty Counsel. And pro bono, Liberty Counsel, through the gifts and contributions of listeners and supporters, you have defended.
Yeah.
And you're batting about 1,000.
We've never lost a case at the final level. We have lost at the trial court, but got it reversed on appeal. We've never lost a litigated case. We've never lost a non-litigated case. We're thankful for the Lord for that track record of success. But these are cases involving after-school Good News Clubs, where they're allowed to come on campus, like the Scouts, like other organizations. We just won one recently, and we do that all over the country, where they're prohibited either from meeting, or they can meet, but they can't meet at a certain time, maybe much later in the day when no one's there, or they can't advertise, or they can't do this, or they can't do that.
But they charge them when they don't charge other clubs. Right.
They're discriminated against. They discriminate.
Whatever ingenious way they come up with, right, and every single angle that they try to come up with, we've been able to defeat and make sure that they're able to prosper. You know, CEF is powerful in its effect on these young people, because the young people never get a chance to go to church. You know, some of them come from homes that the parents are just not, or the guardian, even if their parent is home, will never, ever take them to your church. So you want to reach out to the young people. Well, you know what? They're not going to just walk in your church door. You got to go to where they are. And Child Evangelism Fellowship goes to where they are. I encourage every church to contact Child Evangelism Fellowship and find out how you can be involved in adopting an elementary school. And you can do that through prayer. You can do that through helping and volunteering. You can contact Liberty Counsel. We'll put you in touch with the CEF of your local area so that you can be a part of this incredible ministry. Every public elementary school is an opportunity for you to have a Good News Club. And here's the other thing. You have Sunday school teachers. And you think of these Sunday school teachers, you think of them in a reverse way. You think of the people that are teaching the adults, well, they're the ones that have to really be prepared. The people who are teaching high school, well, they have to kind of understand the kids. But the kids that are being taught in kindergarten through fifth grade, K through 12 years old, roughly, 13 years old, you think, well, those people have to just be good babysitters. You know what? It's those people who have to be the most prepared. The most prepared, because they have to not only know the scriptures, but they have to be able to communicate it to that generation. So, you know, what you normally do is you say, well, who would want to be our Sunday school teacher to teach kindergartners? Well, you think, well, who's the best babysitter? That's the kind of mentality that you have, or that I see, unfortunately, in many churches. And somebody raises their hand, and I'm sure they love kids, and they'll be really good with them. Here's what I recommend. Those are the most important teachers in your entire school, in your entire church, in your entire ministry. They're the most important. Not to say that the others are not important. They are, but they're critically important. Invest in those young people. CEF has training, and they know how to do this. And you don't have to be a CEF teacher. You can get their online training. I encourage every church to have every one of your K through 12 teachers, and even the middle school teachers, go through the CEF online training. There's different levels so that you can be prepared and you can be the best at communicating the gospel to this young generation.
And you know what, Matt? The teachers and the school administrators always come back and say, you know what? These kids that attend the Good News Clubs are the most well-behaved, the most respectful. They do well in school, rather than the other kids that aren't. So
and
there's a testimony
thus when
right there.
Parents that would never even come to your church, let alone bring their kids, they see the son or daughter come home and change.
Right, they see the fruit of these clubs.
Yeah.
What happens to them?
Yeah.
What is going on with you? I like what I see.
Yes.
And then sometimes what you see is those kids leading their parents to the Lord by bringing them to your church. It's the little kids leading the adults. So invest in this generation. I'm telling you, that is a powerful generation to invest in. Invest in the generation. Get training through Child Evangelism Fellowship. You can go to their training online. You can call us. We can put you in touch. And adopt a school through prayer, volunteerism, and financial support. For more information, visit Liberty Council. Go to lc.org. lc.org. Stand up, pray for, do something for this generation. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.